This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Robert, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be reading from Food and Wine. And now I'll begin with Food and Wine, copyright 2024, Meredith Operations Corporation. This is the October 2024 issue. And our first recipe is one in a series featuring the Food and Wine Best New Chef Award winners from previous years. Turn Heads with Charred Cabbage. Justin Pichatrungsi, Anajak Thai, Sherman Oaks, California, 2022 Food and Wine Best New Chef. He writes, "I love it when vegetables, especially overlooked ones, are cooked with as much time and care as we give meat and carbs. Take, for example, this comforting charred cabbage. It's a flavor bomb, representing everything great about simple cooking. Charring the cabbage coaxes out its nutty sweetness and draws out its earthy, savory notes. Charred cabbage with garlic chutney. Active, 35 minutes, total 45 minutes, serves four. Cabbage wedges are steamed, brushed with a mixture of garlic-infused oil and coconut milk, seared to perfect crisp tenderness, then dressed with a delicious, umami-forward garlic chutney. The hot skillet and basted cabbage produce a good deal of smoke. Ventilate well or heat the pan on an outdoor grill. Ingredients: garlic cloves, canola oil, palm sugar or granulated sugar, Thai fish sauce, black pepper, green cabbage, coconut milk or mayonnaise, kosher salt, chili crisp. Once again, 15 medium garlic cloves, peeled, 1/2 cup canola oil, 2 tablespoons finely grated palm sugar or granulated sugar, 2 tablespoons Thai fish sauce, such as Mega Chef, 1/2 teaspoon black pepper, 1 2¼-pound head green cabbage, trimmed of outer leaves and cut through core into 8 wedges. 1/4 cup coconut milk or mayonnaise, 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt, and 1/2 cup chili crisp, such as Fly by Jing. Step 1. Cook garlic and oil in a small saucepan over low, swirling occasionally until garlic is golden and semi-softened, about 12 minutes. Drain garlic-infused oil into a small bowl. Transfer garlic cloves to a second small bowl. Mash cloves using a fork or spoon and stir in palm sugar, fish sauce, and black pepper. Set aside garlic chutney and reserved oil. Step 2. While garlic cooks, set a steamer rack inside a large pot filled with 1 inch of water. Bring to a boil over high. Place cabbage on steamer rack and cover with lid and cook until bright green and tender, about 5 minutes. Remove cabbage and pat dry. Step 3. Preheat a large cast iron skillet over high for 5 minutes. Whisk together coconut milk and 1/4 cup reserved garlic oil in a small bowl. Brush cut sides of each cabbage wedge with 1 tablespoon coconut milk mixture. Sprinkle wedges evenly with salt. Working in 2 batches, cook cabbage wedges in skillet until charred, 2 minutes per side. Step 4. To serve, spread 1/2 teaspoons reserved garlic chutney over charred sides of each cabbage wedge. Drizzle each wedge with 2 tablespoons chili crisp. Justin Pinchatrungsi, Anajack Thai, Sherman Oaks, California. Make ahead. Charred cabbage can be stored in an airtight container up to 4 days. Note, Thai fish sauce is saltier and more pungent than Vietnamese fish sauce. Find it at Asian groceries. Palm sugar is made from the sap of palm tree flowers. Find it at most grocery stores or at Amazon.com. Noodle on the perfect stir fry. Takashi Yagihashi, Kusumi Restaurant, Boca Raton, Florida. 2000 Food and Wine Best New Chef. Yakisoba is one of the most famous street food dishes in Japan. It reminds me of the fragrant aromas of the food vendor stalls during local festivals celebrating the fall harvest. The dish itself is simple, and you can use almost any protein or keep it vegetarian. The key to yakisoba is the texture of the noodles. Slightly undercooking them helps maintain their stir-fried texture. After adding the sauce, toss the noodles well until they are drier, but still shiny. Yakisoba, total 20 minutes, serves 4. This stir-fried Japanese noodle dish is so flavorful it's hard to believe it's ready to eat in just 20 minutes. Its power to satisfy is in the sweet and savory sauce that's made with tonkatsu and soy sauces, plus an unexpected element, ketchup. Toss with the noodles, sliced Napa cabbage, carrots, and shiitake mushrooms, the sauce turns all of the elements of the dish glossy and inviting. Yagihashi likes to add thinly sliced ribeye steak for a rich, meaty meal, but feel free to customize this recipe with any protein. Ingredients: dried ramen noodles or frozen ramen noodles, vegetable oil, ribeye steak, kosher salt, Napa cabbage, shiitake mushrooms, onion, scallions, carrot, semi-sweet tonkatsu sauce, such as bulldog, ketchup, soy sauce. Once again, 2 3.5-ounce packages of dried ramen noodles or 2 4-ounce packages of frozen ramen noodles. 2 tablespoons vegetable oil, divided. 8 ounces thinly sliced ribeye steak. 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. 4 cups cored and thinly sliced Napa cabbage, about 1 small head. 8 fresh shiitake mushrooms, stemmed and thinly sliced, about 2 cups. 1 cup thinly sliced onion, about 1 small onion. 4 scallions, thinly sliced on an angle, about 1 cup. 1/2 cup peeled and thinly sliced carrot, about 1 medium carrot. And 1/2 cup semi-sweet tonkatsu sauce, such as bulldog. 1 tablespoon ketchup, 1 tablespoon soy sauce. Step 1. Bring a large pot of water to boil over high. Add noodles and cook 1 minute less than the package directions. Drain and rinse with cold water until completely cool. Drain well, set aside. Step 2. Heat 2 tablespoons vegetable oil in a large skillet over high until shimmering. Stir in beef and salt. Cook, stirring often, until no longer pink, about 1 minute. Step 3. Transfer beef to a plate, set aside. Add remaining 1 tablespoon oil to skillet. Stir in cabbage, mushrooms, onion, scallions, and carrot. Cook, stirring often, until vegetables are crisp tender, 3 to 4 minutes. Stir in noodles and beef and cook until heated through, about 1 minute. Step 4. Stir tonkatsu sauce, ketchup, and soy sauce into noodle mixture. Cook, stirring often, until sauce thickens, 2 to 3 minutes. Remove from heat, divide noodle mixture evenly among 4 plates, and serve. Takashi Yagihashi, Kasumi Restaurant, Boca Raton, Florida. Greek out with zucchini fritters. Jody Adams, Saloniki Greek Restaurant, Boston, 1993 Food and Wine Best New Chef. She writes, "These fried zucchini cakes burst with the Greek flavor trifecta, dill, mint, and feta cheese. I like to make them ahead of time, so they're waiting for me after a long day at work. The trick is to sear them off in a bit of olive oil as you would a crab cake. They are equally delicious served warm or at room temperature if you want to make them ahead. All they need is a salad and some crusty bread. Greek zucchini fritters with garlic yogurt. Active, 30 minutes, total 1 hour 30 minutes, serves 6. Bursting with dill, parsley, and mint, these Greek-inspired zucchini fritters are golden brown with a crispy exterior. The creamy interior has a tangy flavor from the feta cheese, which melts into a pleasantly salty bite. For the firmest patties, shred the zucchini on the largest holes of a box grater to help extract moisture. Ingredients for the garlic yogurt. Plain, whole milk, strained Greek-style yogurt. Lemon. Garlic. Kosher salt. Black pepper. Once again, for the garlic yogurt, 1 cup plain whole milk strained Greek style yogurt, 1/2 teaspoon grated lemon zest, plus 2 teaspoons fresh lemon juice from the one lemon, 1 garlic clove grated, about 2 teaspoons, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/8 teaspoon black pepper. Ingredients for the zucchini fritters. Well, zucchini, kosher salt, large eggs, scallions, fresh dill, fresh flat-leaf parsley, fresh mint, feta cheese, panko, black pepper, and vegetable oil. Once again, for the zucchini fritters, 2 pound zucchini, 1 teaspoon kosher salt divided, 2 large eggs, 3 medium scallions, thinly sliced, about 3/4 cups, 3 tablespoons chopped fresh dill, 3 tablespoons chopped fresh flat leaf parsley, 2 tablespoons chopped fresh mint, 7 ounce Greek sheep milk feta cheese, such as Dodoni, crumbled, and that's about 1 3/4 cups, 1 1/2 cups panko, divided, 1/2 teaspoon black pepper, 1/2 cup vegetable oil, divided. In addition, additional ingredients for garnish, nonpareil capers, fresh dill sprigs, and chopped tomatoes. Step 1, make the garlic yogurt. Stir together yogurt, lemon zest and juice, garlic, salt, and black pepper in a medium bowl. Cover and let stand at room temperature to allow flavors to meld. About 1 hour. Step 2, make the zucchini fritters. Meanwhile, shred zucchini using the large holes of a box grater. You should have about 2 cups. Stir together zucchini and 1/2 teaspoon salt in a large colander. Set aside and let drain until zucchini releases liquid, 10 to 15 minutes. Bundle zucchini in a clean kitchen towel, making sure to squeeze out as much liquid as possible. Step 3, whisk eggs in a large bowl. Whisk in scallions, dill, parsley, and mint until combined. Stir in drained zucchini, feta, 1 cup panko, black pepper, and remaining 1/2 teaspoon salt until panko is evenly distributed. Divide mixture into 12 3 1/4 ounce balls. Form each ball into a 2 1/2 inch patty and place on a large rimmed baking sheet. Refrigerate uncovered for 30 minutes. Preheat oven to 200 degrees Fahrenheit for step 4. Place a wire rack inside a second rimmed baking sheet and set aside. Place remaining 1/2 cup panko in a medium-sized shallow bowl. Remove patties from refrigerator and coat tops and bottoms in panko, pressing lightly to adhere. Heat 2 tablespoons vegetable oil in a large skillet over medium. Add 3 patties to skillet. Cook until golden brown on each side, 2 to 3 minutes total. Transfer patties to prepared baking sheet. Keep warm in preheated oven. Repeat cooking process with remaining patties. Garnish fritters with capers, dill sprigs, and chopped tomatoes, and serve with garlic yogurt. Jody Adams, Saloniki Greek Restaurant, Boston. Make ahead. Yogurt mixture can be stored in an airtight container in the refrigerator up to 1 day. Patties can be made up to 4 hours in advance, covered, and stored in refrigerator. Get saucy with your chicken. Justin Yu, Theodore Rex Restaurant, Houston. He is the 2014 Food & Wine Best New Chef. He writes, chicken thighs in this twist on sauce vierge, a French sauce of fresh tomatoes, olive oil, lemon, and herbs, is a great recipe for when you're looking for that right mixture of a dish that's flavorful and a little fancy, but has just one pan to clean up. It's a perfect dinner, and any leftovers just get better over time. Chicken thighs with lemony sauce vierge. Active 45 minutes, total 50 minutes, serves 4. Juicy chicken thighs are baked until golden brown and served with a zesty lemon-forward sauce vierge, a traditional French sauce that's made with fresh tomatoes, olive oil, and fresh herbs. Justin Yu's unique interpretation of sauce vierge includes halved red grapes, lemon zest and juice, and sherry vinegar. It's the perfect partner for the richness of the chicken. Ingredients: bone-in, skin-on chicken thighs, kosher salt, olive oil, Campari tomatoes, red grapes, shallot, lemon, sherry vinegar, fresh flat-leaf parsley, garlic, fresh tarragon leaves, black pepper, and for serving, flaky sea salt, lemon wedges, and extra virgin olive oil. Once again, 2.5 pounds bone-in, skin-on chicken thighs. That's about 8 thighs. 2.5 teaspoons kosher salt, divided. 1 teaspoon olive oil, plus more for drizzling. 1 12-ounce container Campari tomatoes. That's 12 to 14 tomatoes, halved. 3/4 cup halved red grapes. That's 12 to 14 grapes. 1/3 cup chopped shallot, about 1 large shallot. 3 tablespoons grated lemon zest, plus 1/4 cup fresh lemon juice, about 2 whole lemons. 2 tablespoons sherry vinegar, 2 tablespoons chopped fresh flat-leaf parsley, 1 tablespoon finely chopped garlic, about 2 garlic cloves, 15 fresh tarragon leaves, and 1/2 teaspoon black pepper. And again for serving, flaky sea salt, lemon wedges, and extra virgin olive oil. Step 1. Preheat oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit with racks on top third and lower third positions. Set an oven-safe wire rack on a large-rimmed baking sheet. Pat chicken thighs dry. Sprinkle 2 teaspoons kosher salt evenly over all sides of thighs and set aside on a plate. Step 2. Heat olive oil in a large oven-proof skillet over medium. Add 4 thighs, skin side down, and cook until skin is golden brown and crisp, 8 to 10 minutes. Transfer thighs, skin side down, to prepared baking sheet. Pour rendered chicken fat from the skillet into a small bowl and set aside. Repeat process with remaining 4 thighs. Step 3. Bake chicken in preheated oven on top rack until an instant read thermometer inserted in thickest portion of thighs registers 170 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 25 to 30 minutes. Remove from oven and let chicken rest 5 minutes. but do not turn oven off. Step 4. Stir together tomatoes and grapes in a medium bowl. Stir together shallot, lemon zest and juice, vinegar, parsley, garlic, tarragon, black pepper, and remaining 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt in a separate medium-sized heat-proof bowl. Add 1/2 of the grape-tomato mixture, about 1 3/4 cups, to the bowl with the shallot mixture and set aside. Step 5. Place reserved rendered chicken fat and remaining 1/2 of tomato-grape mixture in skillet. Place skillet on lower oven rack. Roast at 425 degrees Fahrenheit until tomatoes blister and oil is bubbly. That's 8 to 10 minutes. Transfer hot tomato grape mixture along with chicken fat to bowl with tomato shallot mixture. Cover bowl and set aside at room temperature until sauce has cooled. Step 6. Place 2 chicken thighs on each of 4 plates and spoon about 1/2 cup sauce on and around chicken. Top with flaky salt, lemon wedges, and olive oil. Justin Yu from the Theodore Rex Restaurant in Houston. Note, store cooked chicken and sauce separately in airtight containers up to 3 days. Reheat chicken and sauce in a 350-degree oven until warmed through. And now I'm reading from Taste of Home. I'll begin with Taste of Home. Copyright RDA Enthusiast Brands, LLC, the Spring 2025 edition. And this is information on olives. Olive you. You'll be crushing on the Mediterranean marvels that bring bold and briny flavor to your table. Number 1, Beldi. Beldi olives from Morocco aren't for olive newbies because they're quite salty and bitter. They have a wrinkly exterior and a chewy bite, giving them ideal texture for salads. 2. Gordel, meaning fat ones. Gordels originate from Spain and are large, juicy, and refreshing. Green and meaty, they are similar to manzanillas. 3. Nyans. Nyans are black olives from France with large pits and wrinkly skin. They're somewhat chewy and a bit sweet. 4. Mission olives. While olives are mostly a Mediterranean food, the U.S. does grow this mission variety. It's mild tasting and has an almost grassy flavor. 5. Serignola. Meaty and mild, these olives are usually green but can also be red and black, giving your antipasto platters and martinis an elevated twist. 6. Castelvetrano. This Italian favorite is buttery, mild in flavor, and less briny than other olives, making it a perfect choice for charcuterie boards. 7. Manzanilla. Mild and salty manzanilla olives grow in Spain and produce a small pit that is often removed and replaced with a bit of pimento. 8. Niçoise. Hailing from near Nice, France, these olives have sour, bitter, pungent and oily flavors with nutty and licorice notes. 9. Taggiasca. Sometimes called Ligurian olives, these deep purple fruits land more on the sweet side. They're small and have an almond-like aftertaste. Picholine. French picholine olives are both briny and buttery and are harvested early to maintain their bright green color. And finally, 11, Kalamata. This well-known and widely available variety is salty and rich in flavor and meaty in texture. These dark brown beauties are picked close to the end of the harvest. Well, that's all we have time for today. This has been Robert with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.